when realtors have listings that linger. They didn't sell week one or two or three or seven, eight, nine, whatever the case. The longer the listing lingers, the more challenging seller servicing is. What do I say, says the realtor? If I call the seller, they may terminate the listing, or they may ask me, what am I doing now? Apparently, when you hit week 4, 5, 6, 7, the marketing isn't working. Generally, it's price or price. Condition can be changed, but that's just a factor of price. While the listing location is incurable, can't move it if backs to a highway, can't move it if it has a sloped driveway or backyard, whatever the case, there are incurables. In any case, we know that realtors are looking for something I can say. I have a friend many years ago, worked for a she was a dental hygienist, and she said about her patients, if they didn't floss 2 times a day, she said, ignore your teeth. They'll go away. Same thing with seller servicing. If they're ignored, the sellers, they'll go away. The objective is to equip the realtors, all brokers across America. In part, the responsibility is equip the real estate agent to do seller servicing versus what historically has happened. You're on your own. Figure it out. These are different relationships. Every seller is different. They have different motivations for listing their property. They have different personalities. Some are easygoing, some are not. The one thing we can't do is leave them alone because, as my dental hygienist friend said, you ignore them, they'll go away. HomeZoop understands the challenge realtors face during this really challenging period. If it sells in 2 days, that's not a challenge. That's a walk in the park. But it doesn't sell 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 14 or 15 weeks. There's really nothing an agent can, unless they abandon their client. And then the next agent gets the listing, and what's the seller do? Drops the price because it's a new relationship. We actually have another program, a course, regarding specifically seller servicing, and that would equip you. But for starters, this report here is phenomenal at giving the sellers kind of a week-to-week overview of what's happening, how many people dropped their price, how long did it take after they dropped their price, did they go under contract. It'll tell you what percentage of listings aren't selling in that area. Sellers want to know, is there failure in our area? Is everybody succeeding? And this information will absolutely equip you. We encourage you to run a HomeZoop every week that you have an active listing, where our goal is to share with you what's going on in your quadrant. And again, these reports are free. Thank you.